Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin, the fifth Perek, the seventh Mishnah. Hanogea Bizovo Shalzav. If a person comes in contact and touches the Zav fluid of a Zav, or Uvruko, or his saliva, or Beshichvas Zaro, or with his semen, b'mimi raglav, or with his urine, uvedam hanida, or the blood of a nida woman, and all the cases, metame shnayim uposel echad. In all of these cases, such an individual would contaminate two and would invalidate one. All of these items are what's actually referred to as mayanos hazav, like the springs of a zav. And they actually have a status of an av tuma, and therefore have an ability to be metame adam, which has an ability to metame begadim, meaning a person who touches any of these liquids has an ability to affect tuma to begadim, to clothing, again, as long as this individual is continuing to touch these secretions. And in such an event, such a person would contaminate two and invalidate one, very similar to the previous Mishnah of an Avatuma who has an ability to invalidate two, to Metame two, and to invalidate one. And what does this mean? That any clothing this person is wearing and any other kalim, any other utensils that he touches, will become a Rishon Tuma. And those items, those articles, will then render any food that they come in contact with a Sheni Tuma, and the food item will therefore invalidate any Truma that they come in contact with. That's what it means, that you cause two levels of contamination, Rishon and Sheni, and that final level of invalidation, the Shlishi Truma. And again, similar to our previous Mishnah, our Mishnah continues to say Peirish, if this person no longer contacts these various types of liquids, flows, Metame Echad Uposol Echad, that a person has a scenario and a status of being unable to be Metame Begadim. He no longer contaminates these Begadim, and really he has just the status of any person who has touched an Avatuma, and therefore becomes a Rishon Lituma, and he would therefore would render a food a sheni lituma, and those food items will have an ability to invalidate any truma that they come in contact with. That's what it means, metame echad uposel echad, just like our previous Mishnah. Echad hanogea v'echad hamesi. And again, it wouldn't matter if this ruling would apply equally to a person who touches and to a person who moves any of these items. However, it is not metame if all a person does is carries the mayanos hazav, meaning one who carries them without moving them would actually not be metame. Rabbi Elazar concludes this Mishnah by saying, Rabbi Elazar omer af hanose. Rabbi Ezer is of the position that really is Vehushinose, that the Gemara actually amends the words of Rabbi Ezer not to really imply Avhanose, meaning that a person, one who carries a Menosezah becomes Tame, but rather Vehushinose, that really means that he treats that one who carries them without moving them as if he actually touched it themselves, provided that he actually carries it, meaning he has to move it, becomes tame only if he carries it, i.e. he is below and that they are above. Only in such a case, Rabbi Eliezer would actually say a person is metame, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Eliezer. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Ches, deals with the idea of an avatuma that are metame adam, which is metame begadim. However, unlike the avosatuma that were listed in the previous Mishnayos, these avosatuma are not mete adam letame begadim through maga. Let's see what our Mishnah has to teach us at this point. So Mishnah Ches reads as follows: Hanosei es hamerkav. If one who carries the contaminated saddle, a merkav, of a zav, Just to explain, a merkav is like a saddle, meaning it facilitates riding, and the azav has an ability to affect it as a tumas midras, and he renders it, he turns it into a what's called a merkav hazav, which is the contaminated saddle of a zav. We discussed this in the middle of Perek Beis, not just a few days ago. But the merkav zav has a status of an avatuma and contaminates anyone who actually carries it. And furthermore, as long as the person is still carrying the merkav, he is still able to be metame begadim. And one who carries the merkav means one who carries it with even without moving it. And a merkav azahav has an ability to contaminate with masa through what's called this place stone. Therefore, if a person merely holds up this merkav, he still becomes tamei and has a status, has an ability to metamei begadim. So again, it's just not the noses merkav, but also hanisa alav, or one who is carried upon it, meaning one who affects midras on the merkav hazav, also becomes tamei. As long as he remains in that position, he's still being able to be metamei. The Mishnah continues, v'hamsito, metamei shnayim uposel echad. Or one who actually moves it, has an ability, all these individuals have an ability to be metamei in two and invalidate in posel one. So, one who moves the merkav hazav, meaning one who moves it even without touching it and without carrying it, but they push it with a stick, in such a case, the person has an ability to affect the act of masa because of movement, and a person who carries this merkav, one who's carried by this merkav, or again, if you move it, all these things, you become tamei, you have a status of an av hatuma, and again, as we've discussed before, you're metamei shnayim and you're posel echad. And if a person is perish, metame echad, posel echad, and if a person separates from this saddle, this merkav, then you are no longer considered the status of an avatuma, because you've separated from this source of contamination, from this source of tuma, and all you're able to do is in fact contaminate one and invalidate one. And what are these things? So you're no longer metame begadim, and therefore you continue to only have the status of a person who has contracted tuma from an avatuma. Therefore, you are what's called a rishon letuma, and therefore you are metame echad uposal echad. And therefore, a person in such a status would render food items what's called a shena letuma, and those food items have an ability in turn to posel any type of truma that they would come in contact with. Let's continue in the Mishnah to read as follows. Hanose es hanavela. If a person who carries an animal carcass, and a nevela is a carcass of an animal, it doesn't matter if it's kosher or not kosher, unless, of course, it's properly shechted, properly slaughtered food, that's a different scenario. A person who carries a nevela becomes tamei, and as long as you are still carrying it, you are metamei begadim, you have been tamei one's clothing as well. And therefore, a person who's noseya is a nevela, or a person who is noseves mechatas sheyesh behem kedei hazaya, or not just a person who's carrying a nevela, but also a person who in the following situation, worthwhile just explaining what this means, how it used to work is the following, that in order to purify people in kelim from the tuma of tumas adam, from a human corpse, the Torah actually described that you need what's called to be sprigot hazayav from mechatas, from ashes, from the paraduma, from a red cow. And this water was known as mechatas, this almost purification type of water, or referred to as me'nida, this like sprinkling water as well. And what would happen is the purification process that would be described, and they would entail dipping the tips of the stems of an etzov, which is like a hyssop, into the water, and then you'd sprinkling of the water that collects on these stalks, on this hyssop, onto the person or the kelim. And therefore, what we're referring to here is mechatas sheish behem kidei hazaya, is an amount of purification water that is actually sufficient to effectively affect the sprinkling. And a person who carries or moves this purification water, which is only, of course, the amount that it would be sufficient for to sprinkle onto a person, would become tame as long as you're still carrying it. And in fact, you'd also would be metame begadim. And therefore, again, continuing in our Mishnah, you're metame shnayim upposel echad. Both these individuals are metame shnayim upposel echad, as we explained before. And peresh, if you're no longer touching them, that you are still rishon l'tuma, and therefore you are only metame echad upposel echad. You contaminate one and you invalidate one. Again, like we've explained the past few Mishnayos, what exactly this entails. And that is the end of the 8th Mishnah.